All right, let's visit with Coach Monty Pitch from St. Paul Lutheran at Concordia. And what an outstanding week your girls have, or your boys have put on for you. Let's talk about Monday. You played Leeton. That was a pretty close game. Let's talk about that game.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird game. It was a tale of two halves, really. The first half, it was 29-27. Leeton was ahead, and the game ended up being a 47-39 win for us. So high scoring in the first half and low scoring in the second half. I thought our kids did a great job on defense in the second half and really battled. Leeton's a good basketball team if you've ever seen them play. They're fun to watch. They do a lot of things well, shoot the three really well, and just we felt pretty fortunate coming out of there with the win.
Did you stay with the half-court game, or did you go out and press them at the second half?
No, I didn't want to press them. That's not our type of game. And they were about five guards on the floor at all times, so we just tried to D them up a little better in the half court, and it worked in the second half. I thought we had some good defensive possessions.
All right, a 47-39 win over Leeton Monday. Then Tuesday you took on a good Concordia team, and let's talk about that close game.
Yeah, that really was a close game. Concordia is a really good basketball team, and I think their coach, Brent Cooper, is one of the better coaches around, really knows his stuff, knows how to keep them in games no matter what's going on. And I thought he kind of outcoached me in that game. He did a lot of stuff well, and we felt kind of fortunate to be ahead. We had a 9-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and it got pretty dicey there down the stretch, but we did hit some free throws down the stretch. That was probably the best part of our game, is that we were 14 for 15 shooting free throws in the game and 9 for 10 in the fourth quarter shooting free throws. So salted it away at the free throw line, but Concordia really did beat us in a lot of respects in that game.
Well, it had to be a good coaching job. You did well at the end, keep those boys on track. That had to be tough holding them off.
Yeah, they made a run for us, and we didn't handle it really well, but eventually started handling a little better.
And then tonight you took on a real good Sweet Springs team, and you were able to just pull away on that one and just keep it in the sock.
Yeah, Sweet Springs reminds me a lot of Leeton. They do a lot of the same things. They have a lot of kids. They play a lot of kids. A lot of them can hit three-pointers, and they're quick off the dribble. We were concerned about their offense, but I thought, once again, our kids on defense played a pretty good game.
Let's talk about your offensive weapon.
Yeah. I had a kid score double digits in all three of those games, and his name is Vlado Pacenicic. He's a junior. If you haven't seen him, he's a big, tall kid that has some ability for us. He does a lot of things. He's still learning the game. I think he's got a lot of upside in that regard, but he can play inside. He can play outside. He's leading us in points this year and rebounds. Probably the kid that goes unnoticed the most is my point guard, Justin Griffith. He can score, but he's doing a really nice job at the point guard position, getting everybody the ball when they need it and them scoring it. And he can score too, but he's really focusing. Right now we need him to focus on being the point guard and delivering the ball for guys to score, and he's doing a great job of that.
How do you feel about this year's youngsters, the younger class, where they're at so far this year? Are you about where you need to be for this time of season?
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know if you know about us a little bit, but we had a really good last year, good team last year, and graduated three really strong seniors. Had some nice kids coming back, but also had some nice kids on the bench last year that are getting their turn this year. We need to play, we needed to play some games to get some chemistry built. A lot of our kids aren't around in the summer to do all the summer ball stuff. And we're kind of learning on the fly. I think and then all the snow out games and cancellations and stuff probably didn't help us in that respect. They're doing enough just to win ball games, and we're okay with that.
Have you suffered the flu bug yet?
We did have the flu bug. We've had, 1 week, I think we had three or four kids out. We had a starter that missed two games. It was probably, I know it was, he missed the February 1st game at Lexington, and the game before that, which was January 30th at Lafayette St. Joe with the flu. Had a couple other kids earlier in the week that week, and then just had a kid go out this week, but he was back today, so I'm hoping he didn't have the flu. He had something else.
All right. Thank you on Well, let's say congratulations on a great week, and where are you headed next week?
Next week, we are at home for both our games. We haven't played a lot of home games this year with all the snow outs and cancellations. We are at home Wednesday with Kansas City Lutheran and Thursday with Crestridge.
All right. Coach Monty Pitch from St. Paul, congratulations once again on this very successful week, three straight wins, and we hope to hear from you next Friday here at the Curly Country Fifth Quarter Show.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.